The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of this radio station, its management, or affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Won't we walk to the Ed Sheeran show? Cause we rap, R&B, and everything we know. From hip-hop, peace to soulful flow. We dive into the culture, how we grow. Relationship news and headlines fresh. Talk to music genres, feeling every net. It's more than the sounds, it's life, it's goals. Right here on Antilla, the story unfolds.
Antilla's on, take a seat, let's explore.
Great
music, culture, and a whole lot.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry. Be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry. Be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style. Ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry. Be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me. I am Anthony Taylor. Today I have the privilege of sitting down with Isabel Marcuselli. Let's give her a hand and welcome her to the Anthony Taylor Radio Show. So, Isabel, how are you?
Hi, Tony. Thank you so much for having me. It's a privilege to be here. chatting with you about music, and I am doing very well here, Western Mass, Big Cult, but, you know, doing great. Happy to be here. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for asking. You know, to everyone out there, me and Isabel have been chatting back and forth, and she is very, very, very interesting person. I particularly like her music, and hearing her voice is very, very nice in person, because I knew that bubbly personality that I can see in her pictures would probably come through on the radio here. And here she is. You know what? Another round of applause for Isabel, because I'm delighted to have you here with us today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That means a lot to hear from you, Tony. Yeah, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. So getting into it, you are a musician, of course, a singer, correct? And yes. I have heard a few of your tracks. And from what I can tell, you're very passionate about what you do. And I always wanted to know, after hearing your music, how do you contain that passion to actually, like, how about this? What would you say your process is when you approach a song?
Well, that's a powerful question. Channeling feelings into music making. Well, what I can tell you very simply is the same things that were in effect. I started off young, writing poetry, even as an adolescent. And I was familiar with the process of just feeling something and writing it down. And trying to make it, well, I don't even know that I tried to make it anything. I was just excommunicating to myself, keeping, you know, teenage diaries and all that, journals. And this kind of flowed very naturally. It was like this little chemical laboratory experiment, an explosion waiting to happen, this union between my music and my writing. And it happened in my 20s, where I really started writing these songs that are the ones that are recorded. Because I was already writing, you know, working on music in my teens, but... Okay, so you're asking me something very specific, and I want to attend to that. I just feel that I need to communicate from my heart, and I'm gonna make myself kind of vulnerable. I happen to be very personally inspired, as many artists have been throughout time, by the subject of love. Recently, I was thinking about my mission statement, and I just believe that if anybody can really communicate about love, musicians can. They're in a good place to do it. And I just find myself, I have a bit of a lover's soul, and I want to very, very specifically specify that by saying that I just find so much to wonder about life, and I'm in a state of wonder and love. And I think that life can be beautiful. I think that the human race is beautiful overall. I think that there's just so much to feel and communicate. And I happen to, okay, I'll be very, you know, I'll be very plain. I've also been through my share of relationships, where I talk about my relationships and the effects they've had on me. And so then, gathering all these feelings, the thing is sometimes it's very organic. It's just that my songwriting soul just needs to kind of hone in on something. Like a little, it's kind of like it starts off as a little thread, and I don't know where it takes me. It's a bit of a revelation, even writing a song for me. But I know the initial feeling that starts it. And sometimes it's a feeling of love, curiosity, wondering, amusing, reflectiveness, about something that has happened to me or something that is going on in the world. So, then there's the task of giving it words And I think the less, in some ways, I think the less I think about the words, the better. I think that the more they come, they flow out, then that's a more truer source for me. Of course, later I go back and edit. But what I have noticed is that when I write a song and then I'm just too intentional about the editing, like the song can really utterly fall apart. Like if I don't stay close to my heart, I cannot proceed with the song. I think the song just reaches this point where it's just a dead end. So, songs are activated by my heart, by my faith, my spirituality, my sense of love and wonder for the world, life, my higher power, people, and the way it impacts me. And sometimes it's a very multifaceted thing. It's not always peaches and rainbows. Sometimes we'll work you through some hard things in songs, some hard truths, and things don't always come out sounding so pretty. But in the end, it can be very cathartic because there's something about uniting words with music that is just, the music just carries the feeling, the words, the ugly truths along, like almost like on butterfly wings. It makes something lighter that otherwise would just be unbearable. Yeah.
Okay, I see. So that right there answered so many questions that I had for you. And you are a wonderful speaker.
Thank you.
The moment you knew music was your path, was that inspired by relationships of, or situations of love, or things that happened around you to make you want to go to music? Or did you just one day say, hey, this is what I want to do?
Wow. It was a bit of a slow, and at the same time, fast thing. I guess they say that things are hindsight 2020. So I kept putting out songs and it started, everything was mobilizing in place, you know, shows and listeners and appreciation. Everything was just kind of creating those conditions for me to continue, because I wasn't really sure. I didn't set out to be a songwriter. I mean, when I was in college at Cornell, I was thinking I'd go into, I don't know, like international relations or something. Right. But I was always doing music. That for sure, even there in college. And in fact, it was, I was in some state of denial about what I was really wanting to do, because I knew that after I graduated from college, I like for sure wanted to study at Manus. I wanted to take composition and more technical classes. So then all of this kind of gained traction. And just, it was just kind of like, I leave it to people to just, you know, yes, I have my sense of who I am. And then, of course, there are people who see me as more of a songwriter. And there are people who see me more of a singer. And there are people who kind of see me, I don't know, in some other light. So, like, I step into what it is I am. And I don't think there was any specific moment. But I think... Maybe there was. At the time of the formation of my band, Isabel and the Whispers, I started feeling that everything was in place for me as a singer-songwriter. So, and I was motivated by my songs. I wasn't doing a ton of covers a long time into, you know, before I started my band. It was really, it came from an original source. So, and that source was already kind of like echoing back to what I'm telling you before, all that writing that I had been doing from when I was very young, much younger.
Yeah. So, I was going to ask about Isabel in the Whispers, but it looks like you read my mind. So what is the one thing that you would like for your listeners to take away from your music after hearing your song? Like, you know, what should reside with them?
Well, that's a powerful, powerful question. I am someone who's, okay, love. That's what I want them to take away. The feeling of, and not certain parts of love, because love itself is such a huge thing, such a huge multifaceted thing that means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. Me, my parents are immigrants, and I did not grow up with like a ton of people all around me. You know, there's a little stereotype about Latino people that they have their huge family. They're very family focused. They have their huge families and huge gatherings. Well, that was the opposite of my experience. So I came to view writing as a young person as a way of communicating to the other side. The other side is anybody else out there. And that evolved into singing songs, where I continue to communicate to anybody else out there who gets what I'm talking about. And that does not necessarily mean people who are actually around me. So these days, I think we're very geographically focused and very, all these metrics in place to measure where people are. And are you talking to them around you? Like, but actually, I'm really talking to anyone in the whole universe who like gets what I'm talking about with love and working out the mysteries of humankind and human relating and on the path to enlightenment, to inspiration, bringing more meaning out of life than just the mundane. So I'm as inspired in this writing of my songs as any songwriter has ever been. It's because you perceive there's more to life and to everything, and you're tapping. It's almost like a metal detecting, or just you're tapping for the gold moments in our
absolutely
lives.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So deeply to us, right? You have your own goal moments, and I have my own goal moments, and folks out there have them, and we hope that. So again, I just want to stress that the motivating force hasn't necessarily ever been anyone immediately around me, but just then again, my songs do start with one. There's the problem of one versus many. Are you addressing one person or are you addressing many people in your songs? I'm talking about me now. So I thought I'm addressing both one and many. I am speaking to somebody who has probably been in my life for sure. And then I'm kind of in my mind as the person who thinks in the way I think, I kind of broaden out the audience to many.
Gotcha.
I wander round and round in
you. So a interesting question would be, if you could collaborate with any artist, past or present, who might that be?
Oh, collaborate with any artist, past or present. Who would that be? I'm embarrassed to say. I feel like I've said this before, but okay. But I want to. At first, I have answered this question before, and I said Quincy Jones last time. But I think that I might modify my answer now. May Quincy Jones rest in peace.
Yes.
Amazing producer and artist and everything. I can't think of anybody, because the thing is this. There's got to be someone I can think of. If you can you give me like a few seconds.
You don't have to. You know what I mean? Maybe that answer is still being formulated, you know, because you're still on your journey and you haven't. And there's so many options. You're clearly passionate. So I know whoever that person is will definitely mirror the passion that you bring to the music. And I'm sure you'll find the answer one day. But, it's... Yeah. We can stick with Quincy Jones. That would have been a nice choice to be with.
Of Quincy Jones. So respected his production. I would love to work with a producer. I would love to identify a producer with whom I wish to work more. But at this point in time, I'm still in the search, I think.
Gotcha. There you go. So what's next for you? Any projects or goals you're excited about? I do know you have a few recent releases. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, I do, and I'm going to do my best to tackle it in the compact way. I have released three releases: the Josephina, my song Josephina, which was a song that was very popularly received, especially when I perform with my Isabel and the Whispers. It continues to be very well received and breaks down lots of audiences.
Could you give some information, like website information or any social medias you want to put out there, in case anybody wants to find out more about Miss Isabel? Marcuselli. I know she's on Spotify, correct?
Yes, I am on Spotify. People can find me on Amazon Music, Apple Music, Deezer. What I would love is for people to go to my website and to really, I'm doing my best efforts to, what am I saying? To make that the hub.
Absolutely.
I want to make that the hub and musical headquarters of my work. And by the way, I forgot to mention that one of my songs, Wander, became an original movie soundtrack for the Sony Award-winning movie In God We Trust, directed by Raphael Edwards and Sang-hoon Eric Park. And that's a song that's scheduled to come out in the future, too. We're deep in the midst of the technical production of that song. I adapted that song to that movie, Tony. So, I just want to let you know, I didn't want to leave that out. That was just like a huge thing for me. I went on to study some film scoring through Berkeley, after that was released, because that's that movie, because and the song and everything, they celebrated it at the Cape Ann Museum, the screening. Not this past summer, but the summer before. And so that's something that I want to get my feet more wet in as well, film scoring.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you listeners want to know more about In God We Trust, you can go over to IsabelMarcuselli.com.
Yes.
Click on the tab. Yeah, click where it says news, and it will bring you right to it. You can see and read more about it. And let me just give you the spelling, because we've been saying the name, but we haven't spelled it. Isabel is ISABELMARCHESELLI.com. That is where you would go for all of the music interest that you have, and links to finding out about other things that she does. It's right there on the website. All that good, juicy information is right there for you to find. Please go ahead, Isabel.
Forgive me, Tonya. I just wish to quickly interject that I know my name is a mouthful. 10 out of 10 people misspell either my first name or my last name.
Uh-oh.
So I've tried to make it easy, and just, you can also Google me at Isabel and the Whispers, the name of my band. Probably if you misspell it, it'll still come up. There's only one really Isabel and the Whispers that I'm aware of. You could Google that, and that should take you to my website as well.
Isabel and the Whispers. All right. That
yeah,
will be,
and we also have an album on Spotify. Yeah, if you put, look us up on Spotify, that's also my original debut album that I put out of 8 original songs with my band years ago.
So, from New York. Isabel, is there anything you would like to say in closing?
Well, that it's a great pleasure to have the chance to share with you, Tony, on your radio show. The work that I'm doing, in an effort to continue to reach out to people everywhere about the work that I'm, the music that I'm putting out. It means a lot to me. And I've been getting really encouraging responses. I'm just so grateful for your consideration and that of our listeners listening in. I really value their time and interest, and it all means a lot. I'm just taking things one day at a time, and there have been hurdles to overcome ever since the pandemic, it's been a lot of very exciting stuff has been going on as well, and I have no plans to slow down. So I would love for people, really, this is my message to people out there listening. I really encourage you to visit and check out what's going on. Some of my themes that I love to write about and sing about, I love nature, life, my higher power, as I choose to write about my higher power, and, God Almighty. I just love to put on an exciting show. I've been evolving over the years as an artist. I started out more low key, very acoustic, and now I really just, I'm trying to build more of a cabaret type act of sorts, mixed in with my singer songwriter music. And so these are exciting times, and I would love for people to reach out to me, to email me, call me, check out my website, hit me up on Facebook or leave comments, engage, and because I really do pay attention to these communications, and I want to, continue to build my music community for sure. That's like a very big thing on my heart in the coming years.
Well, goodness gracious. Isabel, thank you for joining us on the Anthony Taylor Show. Also, thank you
so much,
Isabel Marcuselli.
When they say she get it from her mama, I'ma say you right, body rude is unpolite. Don't be in the humble type. Tell me, is you down? Cause I'm trying to go up tonight. Then hope she slept right. I just wanna live in a fantasy. I think we deserve it right. Top of the memories I've ever made in my life. Permanent ecstasy. The ladies is pimps tonight. Living inside. Where the love. my own mama, on my hood. I look fly, I look good. You can't touch my bag, wish you could. I look fly, I look too good. Put that on my own mama, on my hood. I look fly, I look good. You can't touch my bag, wish you could. I look fly, I look too good.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sitting here with Angela Ray, and we are about to go over a few things. I'm going to get her opinion on it from the ladies' point of view, and then I'm going to offer mine. So this particular one here talks about the top 1%, and that's where you'll find me. And women's expectations in the top 1%. I'd like to get your opinion on this Angela Ray, all right?
Okay.
Here we go.
If you say I want a man that make $100,000, you eliminated 85% of all men. 85%, that leaves you 15%. Half of that 15% is married. 7.5%, half of them gay. Oh, live their alternative lifestyle. Take that down to 3.5-4% that you got to choose from. Then you want him over 6 feet, 2%. He can't be obese, 1%. You don't like Sagittarius, Leo, or Cancer. Well, now you at 0.5% of a man that you got to look for. You got to find him, and then he got to like you back. That type of man that makes that type of money has requirements for a woman, too, that now you have to meet. This is why so many women are struggling that make money when they step out here into the dating.
So women want men $100,000 a year, over 6 feet. This, that. I honestly don't think it's too hard. Is it to find a man over 6 feet with $100,000 a year? Is it? Do you, in your walks and trials and tribulations, do you find that hard to find a single man that has those attributes?
I can only think of one person maybe in my circle or that I've encountered in the last year that might fit that with those attributes. So yeah, no, I don't think that comes along very very frequently.
So are women in general too picky?
No. So I don't like to generalize. I really don't. Because what I want is not what the next woman may want. What I can tolerate may not be what the next woman tolerates. I really don't think we're the same. But I have said this before. I think where we are the same is that women like security. So where I might be able to accept 90,000, somebody else is like 100,000 plus. So I just think as long as they're a provider and they provide security in some of the top things that we're looking for, whether it's, you only got eyes for me, you can provide a home, you can be present and show up. You know, those things that just make us secure. I don't think any of that other stuff really matters.
All right.
I don't think we're too picky.
Okay. So the influence of the internet has changed the perspective of women mm-hmm. to wanting something that never really existed. It's just not enough of those type of men, and not enough of those characteristics. The equation doesn't add up to the same. Just not enough. It's just never been. And women are now, if they all want the same type of men, they're going to be sharing men.
Oh yeah, we're sharing. Oh yeah, we're out here sharing whether you know it or whether you don't know it. Which, you know, I don't even want to go down the road of what I believe about multiple partners. But yeah, we're all sharing, and I believe in maybe we should openly share, because you're going to share whether you want to or not in these days and times. It's virtually impossible to think that your man has only eyes for you.
One day women just don't qualify for the top tier men, and that is the truth.
You believe you're a top tier man?
By what standard?
I'm 6'4". Only about what? 8% of the entire world is 6'4". I make well over 100K a year. And I'm black at that if you add that on. Mm. So just if we're speaking about those figures, the things that women are attracted to, I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I'll let you do the math.
Hold on, before we go, what's your math saying?
The conversation and the words that are coming out of the mouth of someone like you, I would never consider top tier. A top tier man is also a man that is extremely desirable by way of his character.
Yes.
A top tier man is a man who displays a certain level of intellect that allows him to consider other people. A top tier man, they lead with love, not with dictatorship, right? They don't want to control their woman. They want to gently lead their woman. A top tier man creates space for a woman to feel good about herself. A top tier man supports the dreams and the ideas of a woman. A top tier man prioritizes a woman. A top tier man is in leadership and working as hard as he is to give the woman the life of her dream.
And with all that stuff that you just said, that was just womanese talk. That
womanese is also 6'4", black, attractive.
Look,
I don't know too many women in my circle who desire a 6'4" man still wearing braids.
Wowzers.
Good Lord.
Did she put him in his place?
Yes, she did, and she was right.
This guy right here, he has some points sometimes, and other times he just really misses his mark.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he missed his mark, and he picked the wrong one that day.
Yes, he did. And he, you know, I'm not familiar with exactly who he is, but if he thought that just his height and his wallet were the only requirements, then they're the only requirements for a more shallower, you know, woman. Those who are thinkers and active, you know, it appears to me this young lady that spoke about him or spoke to him, she has a lot more going for herself. So we are requiring, you know, a little bit of depth in conversation, a little bit more depth in who you are. And she basically broke it down for him.
Yeah, she definitely.
Your height and your wallet are not the only things that are going to get you through the door.
I believe she reestablished a baseline that he had missed. The quality of the person.
Well, based on the look on his face, he was downloading the information. Like, it was a shock to him. She definitely, that will sit with him. He will marinate on that for the next coming days.
Yeah, exactly.
And it may change him.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure because he does have his own, like, rather successful podcast and a legion of men who probably think just like him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to change. But him getting some new things to digest. You know what I mean? Like, and she, I tell you, I would have, if I was him, I would have just told her, hey, you know what? You're right.
Yeah. His face was digested. Like his face said it all. He was digesting it. Now it didn't go down easy, but it was going down. He was digesting it. It was, you know.
Yeah. This is a tough call, but it has to happen. And I can guarantee you, he won't cross that young lady again, will he?
No,
you
know not what at I mean? All, because she read him a new one.
He probably going to cry in the car.
Probably. As he should.
If this world were mine.
Hey, Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. Fire, fire. Fa 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 fa. Hey, Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. This a vibe, do your dance, let them watch. She a fan, he a flop, they just wanna kumbaya, nah.
This world concrete, flowers grow. All day, she only doing what she know. Weekends, get it popping on the low. Better days coming for sure. If it was up to me, I wouldn't give it nobody no sympathy. I'll take away the pain, I'll give you everything. I just wanna see when you wanna see.
If this world were mine,
it go in, out, door, slow. Maybe you would stop, strike, close. And I'm with you, everything goes. Coming
coming for sure.
This world.
If it was up to me, I wouldn't give it nobody no sympathy. I'll take away the pain, I'll give you everything. I just wanna see you when you wanna see.
If this world were
made, I can't lie, I trust you, I love you. I won't waste your time, I turn it off just so I can turn you on. I'ma make you say it loud. I'm not even tripping, I won't stress you out. I might even settle down for you. I'ma show you I'm a pro. I'ma take my time and turn it off just so I can turn you on, baby. Weekends get poppin' on the low. Better days coming for sure.
Wow. Mango jalapeno tequila.
It's hitting you.
I'm gonna have to put you down. They got enough.
Why'd you pop?
I know it's an unpopular opinion, but me, I typically don't like dating men without children. Oh, especially sorry. After a certain age. I just think it's weird, you know, mm-hmm. And I have a child and I love children and God only gave me one, so I wanna be with someone who has children. I've never dated a man that didn't have children. And it's like deal breaker than the average woman.
Gotcha.
So a man without children is weird to you?
After a certain age, yeah. I feel like after a certain age, you don't have no children. It's just strange to me. You know, like nobody owed you. Nobody took them genetics, you know. Like I think it's strange, you know. So it's a personal preference.
No, okay. Good.
And why did you pop your balloon?
As she talked a little more, I thought about the fact that I don't want any other kids, and I do only have one kid, so I think I would rather someone who had a kid already, just because I don't want to have any more, and I wouldn't want to date anybody who didn't have kids, because they probably want kids.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Okay. Do you have?
I think that's fair. Mm. What about you?
I like the second young lady's answer better than the first one. To call him weird, you know, people, that baby mama drama, you know, is something that would probably bring trepidation to some people that caught it early and was like, I don't want that. And I'm going to think very hard before I, you know, get somebody pregnant. Because I don't want this drama that my friends are experiencing. So we don't know his story. And to judge him to the point where you're actually attributing names, like calling him a weirdo, is very unfair.
Extremely, extremely unfair and very, very, very childlike mm-hmm. to do that. I can understand, though, like some people at certain points in their life should have experienced some things. Mm-hmm. But having a child is not necessarily the thing that they should have had to experience to be an adult. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make you, not everybody is here to reproduce.
Correct. And then here's the thing. If he has six children, there would be judgment as well, right? So it's like to challenge somebody because they don't have children, you don't know if that person can even have children. There could be a medical reason. And now you're attributing names and insults. I just think it's not a way to judge somebody.
No, that wasn't cool.
And not in that atmosphere.
No, that wasn't cool. Now, did you see the way he looked?
I did see the way he looked.
Did that change? Would that have changed your opinion of a suitable man for you dressed on his appearance?
So, I don't know if I viewed him as a straight guy.
Because of the pink?
And the way that the braids were done, they weren't Boys in the Hood braids.
No, so you can tell that his braids were like braided by like his sister or somebody who doesn't braid for men normally.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They were kind of like, you know, on the, you know what I mean? Not manly, mm-hmm. manly side. Mm-hmm. So what about, how old they say he was, 35?
I think so.
Something like that. So no children, pink shirt, braids in your hair, sagging pants. You can see his underwear. His underwear mm-hmm. looks satin and it looked red.
Mm-hmm.
Man, bro, I don't know what you're doing with them underwear, man. Come on. Come again, dog. I think that's what the women were looking at. Yeah,
that's what they were picking up on.
And they were saying that you don't have children. Mm-hmm. Plus, you're looking at that. Mm-hmm. You don't know what responsibility is. So how could you come in and even be around my child and be responsible? How could I trust you around my child as an adult when you kind of dress like a teenager with hairstyle like a woman? Et cetera, et cetera.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point, and that is something to consider. I mean, I'll say for me, if I was on that show and somebody said they've never been married before, then I would pop the balloon because I know that I really don't want to date somebody who has never been married because you have no idea how hard relationships can get when it's in a marriage and you're fighting for that marriage to stay alive. So I prefer somebody who's been down that road before.
All right. So a divorced man versus a man who's never have been divorced is more up your alley, you would say, or?
What I'm saying is I'm kind of like the young ladies because I'm making a judgment based on if you haven't experienced this thing, then you're not equipped to be in my life because I've experienced. Like you kind of brought it up. The guy doesn't have children, so he doesn't know what it's like to be around or maybe to raise children. So they're more apprehensive of bringing them into
situation. I think that part of the conversation they missed. Mm-hmm. They could have said that, and it would have made me see them as a little bit less judgmental. Mm-hmm, right. You know what I mean? Right. And then the other girl said that she had a kid already, so she wants somebody who has had a kid. That way they won't want another kid. Mm-hmm. Because how fun is 9 months of pregnancy? You know what I mean? I mean, I know it's a joyful time and all that stuff, but some people don't want to go through that again.
Not at 40 you know plus mean? Years old. Absolutely not.
Can I get you something?
It's your mofo butter laying me to the bone, jacking me up. Tighten me.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Cutty say can't hang.
Oh, stewardess. I speak jive.
Oh, good.
He said that he's in great pain and he wants to know if you can help him.
All right. Would you tell him to just relax and I'll be back as soon as I can with some medicine?
Just hang loose. She's going to catch up on the rebound on the med side.
What it is, big mama. My mama raised no dummies. I duck her rap.
Cut me some slack, Jack.
Say, cutting the channel. Say, be sure to be.
Chomp don't want to help. Chomp don't get to help.
Say, can't hang. Say, seven up.
Jive, dude, don't got no brains anyhow.
This week, we're taking it back to the Bay with E-40's classic, Rapper's Ball. Known for his unique slang and game-spitting lyrics, E-40 reps that signature West Coast flavor that put the Bay Area on the map. This track is a smooth reminder of the golden era of hip-hop, laced with dope beats and that hustler mentality only 40 Water can deliver.
Hey, baby. Touché.
Yeah, we off the heezy in this beezy, man.
Off the hazy, I thought you crazy.
Say that you got it all. Love the way you play your ball. Every day you're at the mall. Tell me, is it true or false? Say that you got it all. Love the way you play your ball. Claiming that your mouth is tall. Tell me, is it true or false?
I'll put my back in. Ain't never been a sign. And I was having B-R-E-I-G way before this rap game. Fool, I've been tapped. Thought you thieves for cheesy. Fool's member? Earl Bratton done nailed them boys from Vallejo. And every light is automatic. Burn rubber. See my focus in the traffic. What's up, bro? Follow that cap. It got Yola in it. My partner Shout got some bros.
I'm always hearing rappers big ballin' on their songs. I live like that for real and you'll never say I'm wrong. S-500 straight sitting on 20s. TV in the dash dipping fast. Getting money. I'm too short, baby. Been down since the 80s. For the last 8 years, I rode around in a Mercedes, Lexus, trucks, drop that caddy. Women don't call me by my name, they call me daddy.
Say that you got it all. Love the way you play your ball. Every day you're at the mall.
Zarelli, or probably never have low money like Ross Perelli. But we just want to yep. Don't want the whole plate. Don't put the two on the team. Don't never perpetrate like a lot of these fools I see on TV. With the Armani Chanel versus Versace. How come we can't be broke sometimes? Sometimes it's cool to floss, but don't buy $85,000 car before you buy.
They always said I couldn't rap with my dirty lyrics. I guess they feared I couldn't hear it. And now they wanna call me hardcore while I be stepping out the shower on the marble floor. I pay the IRS taxes, send FedEx and faxes. This industry will never ever see me. I work hard and don't play. Handle mine every day anyway, cause I gotta stay paid. 40.
Say that you got it all.
Say that you got it all.
Tell the way you play your ball.
Tell the way you play your ball.
Every day you're at the mall.
Boats, fools about their paper. Ultra fried all inclusive trips, Montego, Jamaica. Purple seats at the ultimate fights. Shamrock and Severin, long expensive flats. Up there in the heavens, big old royalty checks. Humongous cribs, smoking blessings, drinking beer on the back of their barbecue and ribs. The most griller of the Marriott. I represent the Yay area.
I walk from Foothill and Haven, scored to 67th and Arthur. The Freddie B. Hop to make tapes with my partner, hit a Royal Park. We had tapes for sale, got a paper bag full of that. Can't you tell it's funky? Everybody nod their head like this. I started rapping and everybody read my lips. I kept macking, sucking up the game from the O. And even though a lot of rappers got the same kind of flow, I survived cause I got more game than them. It came straight from the players. It was my destiny. I came the same every time, so don't question me. I transferred the game and the rhymes.
I'm not a freestyle, no rapper free, man. It's pay style on mine, cause I love money, man. Land Rovers and Toyota, Lexus is 600 feet 12 with them big old motor Mercedes. We don't be saving, bro. Saving us. Respect me in my car, back, Mr. Catch the Bus. I keep a briefcase full of game while y'all be ear hustling. Ain't no paperback. Playboy, we ain't struggling.
Say that you got it all.
Tell me.
Tell the way you play your ball.
That's why you gotta pop up on your girl's job sometime, yeah. Uh-huh. You didn't know I was coming today, did you? No warning, just walk up in there like that, yeah. Uh-huh. Where's she at? Huh? Don't give nobody a chance to say, Cheryl, your man here. No, I'm up in here. You looking for that work husband. You know who that is? That's the first dude that you say to say, you looking for Cheryl? He's like, no, I'm looking for you. Come here. Yeah, let me holler at you for a minute.
You know what I'm thinking? You know what I'm thinking? And I know you feel it too. We gotta let this go. We gotta break this off. We both got somebody at home we love.
I don't know what I'm doing in the first place. Relationship I'm having in the workplace. I know it ain't right. Why she got me hooked? I don't know I'm in love with somebody who's at my work. Cold one calls better, cold one wife. Then go where both of his life. Caught in the red and walk that night. Her father dies, made me feel so amazing. Though it was wrong, but it still got me crazy. We shared some fantasies that can't be forgetting. We focus on what I hope was waiting. Oh, oh. With you, I can't control myself. We're hiding in the shell. But oh, we can tell. secret smiles. Secret smiles, don't be doing a feed out. But the day's turning to night. We both see it, you don't blow me now. We can deny the chemistry that we have.
Every day is a gift, a chance to start fresh, to grow, and to shine. Don't let worry steal your joy. Instead, celebrate the power you hold to create change, one small step at a time. Every action you take, no matter how small, brings you closer to your dreams and uplifts the world around you. Your smile, your kindness, your determination, they all matter. Each sunrise is a reminder that you have another opportunity to push forward, to become better, and to spread light. So be happy today. You're alive, and you're making a difference. Keep pushing. Keep believing. Your journey is unfolding beautifully. All right, everybody, thank you for joining me this week on the Ant Taylor Show. Thank you to my guests for joining us. We had a great show. It was good to see everybody here again. Hopefully, we can all reconvene right here on this station next week, same time, same day. You know how we do it on the Ant Taylor Show. Let's get it. Until next time, peace, love, and blessings.